Mises.org. The problem with Trump's Agenda 47 for homeschoolers. So his program that he's putting out there is Agenda 47. Homeschooling, says Mises, has never been an experiment. Parents teaching their children the individual and unique things which they believe they should know has not only been the way of life before public school experiment, government school, but it is the most libertarian way to address the total government failure and the inefficient model of so-called education. It's also the Christian way to raise your kids, to take ultimate responsibility. You know, God did not say it takes a village to raise a child. That was Hillary Clinton. She thinks she's God. So beware of the fifth column candidates who tell you that they're on your side. They said, though Trump's Agenda 47 makes him seem like a champion of homeschoolers, it's another bait and switch, laying the groundwork for total government oversight. It has a potential for demanding arcane metrics from the same establishment from which the homeschoolers are escaping. One of the upsides to homeschooling, among many, is that it allows parents to take charge of their children's education, free from government intervention, free from bureaucratic red tape. And Trump knows that money controls people, and this is why I haven't cut him any slack on anything that he did in 2020 to us as part of the so-called pandemic, because he knows that the money is the controlling strings for everything. And he cut the money. He cut the checks. You know, he even said it recently. Well, you know, I don't like what's going on in the schools or the transgender stuff. When I become president, we're going to cut the funding for that. And of course, I use that example all the time to try to explain to the MAGA people. When Obama said, well, if you don't put boys in the girls' showers, I'm going to cut your funding. Trump says, if you do put boys in the girls' showers, I'm going to cut your funding. But here's the bottom line. They both know that the funding is the way the federal government controls things without having to call into, without having anybody challenge you over the 10th Amendment. It's the way that you control things over which you have no legitimate authority. You bribe people or you blackmail them saying, I'm going to remove the money that you've become addicted to. And we don't want that to happen with homeschooling. Don't ever take their money. Trump pledged to allow homeschool parents to use 529 education savings accounts to contribute up to $10,000 a year per child, completely tax-free, in order to spend on costs associated with homeschool education. What are the stipulations behind taking this money from the government, asked Mises. Well, there'll be none at first, right? That's the way this stuff rolls out. There won't be any at first. What do they do with the Title IX funding that they want to play back and forth with over the boys and the girls showers? There's no strings attached to that at first. They put it out there, they get you addicted to it, and then the strings come. So he says, well, of course he doesn't say, am I wrong to be wary? Of course not. It wasn't that long ago that we had the simple 15 days to slow the spread. Where did that come from? That came from the Trump administration, right? And then that turned into the largest government overreach and a set of tyrannical orders that the U.S. has ever seen. No matter how tasty the dangling carrot, it always comes at a price. And he doesn't even mention the fact that, of course, the 15 days to slow the spread and flatten the curve, all the rest of this stuff. And then it was the money from Trump. That was the carrot for everybody. That was the carrot for the governors. Do it. As soon as the bait has been taken, the switch begins. What will that switch entail? That's anybody's guess. But the looming consideration that the requirements of standardized testing, curriculum mandates, and other forms of government oversight are around the corner isn't too far-fetched. That's right. They're trying to, many jurisdictions, trying to force Christian schools, private schools, to teach LGBT curriculum and things like that. You know, my proposal and the LP of North Carolina went with it for this kind of stuff was to say, let's set up private scholarships. They want to say that money is running through the government, and so the government has rightful control of it. Of course, the teachers' unions wanted to stop it at the very beginning and said, well, you can't do that. You can't. The government can't give anybody, any private schools or charter schools or homeschools, can't give them any money because now you're supporting You know, if they're teaching religion, we can't have anybody teaching religion anywhere. Just, you know, they got to teach their religion. Anyway, I said, well, the way we get around this, perhaps, is maybe we could offer private scholarships. And so what we would do is say, you can get X amount of dollars and credit on your taxes if you give that money to some kid who is going to use it for their education. Give them a scholarship, right? Why should it be limited to billionaires? Why can't your next door neighbor who likes your kids donate money to you to help you school your kids and get a tax deduction for it? And I said, we'd have to be careful. Even that, they could come back with some backdoor regulation maybe. But if the government never gets the money to start with, how do they say that you're giving out money for religious purposes or whatever, and we're going to attach our strings to it? It's not coming from them at all. You're simply saying, well, I'm going to give money to kids. It could be for education. It could be for anything, right? Just make it broad so that we don't even bring in education into it. And then you'd be able to get a tax deduction, or better yet, a tax credit. And, you know, determine that people can, you know, couple of $1,000 a year, maybe max it out. And then you have an industrious young kid or mom who would go around like we used to do when I was in band. We'd go door to door in our band uniform selling candy to get extra money so that we could take trips or buy more, you know, instruments or whatever. the unusual instruments that kids are not going to go out and buy for themselves, but you still need them in the band. Anyway, we would go door to door and we'd sell candy. And so I think the industrious kids would go door to door selling themselves as, hey, you know, I'd like to see if you're interested in sponsoring my education. You know, maybe you get $100 from that person or something and just keep going around and doing it. But you might be able to get enough that you could have a lot of money for your education, for virtually a lot of different things. And it would be up to the industrious kids to go around and do it. Maybe they'd set up some kind of a lemonade stand. You know, help me get educated. Make a donation here, that type of thing. So that was our plan, but we couldn't get any attention for it because we couldn't get any attention. There was no social media even in those days, and it was really difficult to get the newspapers to cover anything. Because first thing they'd ask you is, how much money have you got? In other words, how many ads are you going to be running on our newspaper? And they quickly lost interest in us with that. Homeschooling offers self-reliance, allowing parents and children to tailor their education individually rather than being limited to a one-size-fits-all. I would say one-size-fits-none. One-size-fits-none. Trump is largely a media machine, says Mises.org. He's saying the right words, he's dangling the right carrot, and he's playing a character who checks all the right boxes for a certain base of his. However, Bump Stock Trump is what they call him. Donald Bump. Or we could say Benedict Donald, I don't know, or the red flags of the red state. Bump Stock Trump is either fully aware of the way he sets the stage for the intrusion of big government, or he is completely inept regarding the spaces that he leaves open, exploiting the vulnerable in the process. I think he's Benedict Donald. While for many, offering government funds would allow for families who struggle, as it is, to continue to teach their children. Again, if you want to do it, even without help from the government, if this is something you want to do, you'll find a way. We just need to make people aware of the fact that we need to get Admiral Akbar as our spokesperson. It's a trap. The money is a trap. It always is. If your intention of educating your kids is to honor God, God will honor you. To teach your kids, right? God tells us to teach our children many things. Most important things are character. So, you should beg God for the ability to teach your kids, not Trump. And certainly not anybody else in the Democrat Party's not going to give you anything that's a non-starter with them to start with. But don't beg government for this. Beg God. Tell him to give you the ability to do what he commands.
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming,
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Break free from the usual script with the David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.